classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, as to, and with respect to BOE 29 that we deny any claim, because I think you had these X'd on your form. I understand. Yeah, we'll go ahead and just make a motion to deny any claim of discrimination or change in valuation on BOE 229. Second.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As to BOE 220, I would make a motion that we deny the appeal.
Second.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 That means that the 228 will remain 100% commercial because it is the second property. And again, we do appreciate you calling in. We appreciate all your arguments. And if you do take it to the State Tax Commission, please get us an answer.
Oh, I will accept ruling. But I just need to make sure I know which. The Chateau Mountain Manor is the one that will be the mix, and the one in Chateau Cove at on 175, whatever that is, Lakeview.
Correct. Correct. In other words, what we've done, what our decision came down a year or two ago, was that we give the taxpayer the right to pick which one is their vacation slash nightly rental, and so it's the mixed-use one. So everybody picks the most expensive property they have, of course. So, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Tim, do you have something else?
The Rock and Riff property investments that I think you voted on earlier, the 183.
There was a valuation argument?
No, we're not going to make a valuation argument. The client was happy with the 25 split.
So, okay, we'll get him in. Is there something else on that one that we needed to take up, you said?
No, I just want to make sure. Stephanie, I think the board did vote on the 183. That's the Rock and Riff property investment.
It's 223. It's BOE 223. BOE 223 is what we have in mixed use 2575.
Yeah. That's excellent. That's what we want.
Okay.
All right.
And then we have, are you done, Tim?
I think so.
I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
We have BOE number 219, North Buchanan, LLC. Come on up, sir. They took away our podium. You can sit down.
Which one was it?
He's got more room.
That's all right. He's got more room. Okay, and guys, I will probably have to abstain from voting on this one.
Which one are
but,
we on?
But in any event, I don't know what the issue is. 219. But I can still run the discussion here. All right, sir. Please tell the board your name.
Larry Dapridge.
Larry, can you please tell us what you're here for?
Well, last year that piece of property was $20, and then this year it came back at originally $2,000, and then when I had to call in and try to figure out what was going on with it, and I guess it was listed at 1.5 acres instead of 0.6 or whatever it is. And so then they dropped that down and then rated it at $2 a square foot for commercial space. And you should have paperwork that I sent in. It's got maps and stuff on it.
Thank you.
too. That's behind you.
That's one of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on that one, I'm a little bit south on that, but that's some of the properties that was next to, that's just north of us. That's all commercial. That's actually like prime commercial. If you look up there at the front, that front one, Lloyd's Electric, that valuation came at 90 cents a square foot. One in the far back was 68 cents a square foot. The big chunk that's around Meeks there, that's at 4 cents a square foot. Surely there's 0.6 acres in there that's got to be usable space. And then if you want to further down on that is our piece of property, and it's $2 a square foot. And then if you go to the other PDF that shows a close-up of the building in there, yeah, well, no, that's the bottom of the other one. Should be, let's say one.
He's looking for the one with the water line easement.
Yeah, it's got the water line easement and all that on there.
It's evidence 3.
And then there's my piece of property that's got a water line easement and a power line easement through the middle of it, which basically, I mean, the property is pretty much worthless as commercial. Plus, it's just only used as parking space for the sports club, gravel. So there's literally no improvements on it. I just can't see how it's worth more than prime commercial real estate being appraised at.
All right. Larry, we're going to let the assessor speak to it.
Okay. As he says, it's the parking lot for the sports club. He does own it. If you look at your Beacon map, you guys should be able to see price per square foot of land. And so the land running up there with Meeks, Camping World, is it L&J? That's all $250 a square foot. He's back down Buchanan Road next to the Recycle Center, so we have him at $2 a square foot, the same as the Branson Sports Club. And so he's got 0.69 acres. Whether there's easements or anything involved, that really has nothing to do with that. You're using the lot for a parking lot. And so, I mean, I also had commercial property with easements running through. I couldn't do squat with it, but use it for parking. So.
So, and I didn't even see, is this just... So if you look discrimination or just valuation?
It's kind of both.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned the 258 square foot land on Beacon. What property were you talking about for that?
I'm talking about the...
comparison.
I'm talking about all the commercial Camping World, Meeks, L&J, all of that. That's all at 250 a square foot.
All right. Well, Camping World, that's just brand new. I'm talking about all the empty properties that are around L&J's, Lloyd's, and Meeks. Because my piece of property is empty, those could be just as well used for a parking lot.
We weren't even going to be revaluing things, but you're also coming to us with the sports club, and so, or you were calling us about it, I should say. And so this is your parking lot, so it goes with your building, just the same as Camping World and those others. Their parking lots go with the building, and that's how they were valued.
Mm-hmm. He said, so, I contacted you. Well, I never actually contacted you before this was reappraised, because I happened to look on Beacon as when I originally seen that it had been changed. So, and I hadn't contacted the assessor's office at all until I seen all these rechangements. So it had nothing to do with sports.
Somebody contacted us about it, and so that's why we looked at it. Because like I said, we're actually...
I mean, y'all are out in the area of reassessing,
right,
but
right,
nobody contacted you from us.
Maybe not from you, but maybe a neighbor or something. But anyway, like I said, I know we were out there for Camping World for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we tried to make sure that the values were in line with commercial property in that area. And we gave you a break at $2 instead of $2.50 because you're not on that main drag looking at the highway. You're behind it on Buchanan. You still have traffic because of the school.
So as far as empty lots in commercial areas, how are those, what are those figured out?
I, they're figured at vacant land, is that right, or vacant land rate? In other words, until there's
right now, I mean, like I said, we're redoing all the land values. We started in Hollister, and I haven't moved into Branson except for the fact, like I said, we were doing this one. Somebody called us about Branson Sports Club, and so we went out there and the parking lot was not valued, and so we did so.
So you guys know I worked on the exemption that they have.
Yeah.
So I can't. I can talk about. Yeah. I mean, we can talk here, but that's part of the reason.
Say, you know, an asphalted parking lot.
That's a separate price.
$2.50.
Right.
$2.50.
We're at $2 on him, but so if you look at Camping World or on any of the other ones up on the highway, that's $2.50 a square foot for the land, plus the asphalt, plus the light poles, plus all that. That's separate.
Do we have any other similar properties where it's just a lot and people park on there?
And I couldn't find anything like that. So
yeah.
I mean, I looked all over the place, and I mean, a parking lot with no parking lines, no.
We actually do have kind of an infamous one on, I think it's 165, and the thing is like this big. And
I know what you're talking about.
They got also moved to commercial in the same way that this one did. But, again, I understand your frustration, but you can see you're actually using land that's not part of your parcel, but you're still – it's a parking lot. And it is going for the Branson Sports Club, and that land on that one is also at commercial. So, I mean, you could combine the lots, but you'd still be at the $2 a square foot.
Does the board have any questions?
Man, in the past, for his sake, do people get an appraisal done, or what's his course of to get justification for that?
Well, he needs to bring evidence that we're not in line with the other commercial in the area. And if you've got an appraisal or something, you know, we can look at it.
I don't have an appraisal. All I'd have tried to do is find anything that was even similar to what we have, and I couldn't find anything. I mean, to me, it's kind of the same as the vacant land that's around L&J and Lloyd's Electric, and that's actual prime resellable commercial land. This isn't sellable. I mean, one of your questions on there is, what would you take for it? Well, I can't take anything for it because it's stuck with that building. So it's going to be a lot of money, so I can just sell everything and just leave.
I know, but I owned a building downtown, and I had to pay for my parking lot also. I had to pay for the land under the parking lot.
So. I think the board understands that. I'm assuming the board understands the argument one.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I can understand the argument, but I don't know what the answer to you know, what's fair.
I don't know what the dollar amount would be either.
Yeah.
But I know it's not an even straight across board thing.
And the question is, why isn't it one parcel? Does it cross a section line maybe? But
those parcels have all been broke up there. You know, I've tried in the past to try to get some of that stuff fixed. I mean, if you look at it, it's not even where it's supposed to be. It needs to actually be resurveyed. The drive that's there, part of that's actually on the county land.
So if the parcel were the same as the – I'm just asking a question. If the parcel were put together with a sports club, it would probably be exempt, right?
No, I've added the sports club back on.
Okay. So, well, that's a different question.
That's a different question. But at the moment, they're at $2 also.
Gotcha. So that's a different appeal, or we don't have it?
Well, we're actually not going to appeal it. We're just going back because for a reevaluation every 2 years, we fought in the past trying to get everything done. But we're just going to give up and just pay the taxes, and then we don't have to change anything that we've been doing all along, even though everything we have is all donation and there's no paid staff, and I don't know of any other nonprofit staff.
And I don't, no I didn't, staff. I didn't mean
that's a whole different
side. I didn't mean to go down that road.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go down that road, but I was just curious about it because if it's next to an exempt property, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So okay. I am supposed to ask you as the assessor, because they want me to combine parcels, if that isn't